Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this Thursday round table, and I tell you what, it's a balmy 93 degrees up here in New Mexico, and still haven't got my hair cut, but I think I might have to sneak into El Paso. Hey, Virgil, how you doing, brother?
Hey, how's everybody doing out there tonight?
Oh, we're doing good up here in yourself.
Can you hear me? We got drowned today, but we're doing all right.
Well, I heard some other things too. I thought, you know, I'm grounded on Facebook again, so and everything. But I tell you, man, the shit's coming down. The Supreme Court liberated Wisconsin, so they're all at the bar celebrating and everything. I was just watching that and stuff, but. It's getting heated up, brother. I mean, me and Russell was talking about this the other night, and I don't think there's going to be an election. What do you think? I still don't see it.
I don't know. I don't know what the hell is going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is all just, it's just insanity.
Oh, it
it's
is.
Just
it
pure
is.
Fucking insanity.
Well, they sent me a mail-in ballot today, and I was like, so I went down to vote. Our primary started Friday, so I went down this morning to go vote, and I told him, could you ship in this and trash? So they did. They ripped it up and threw it in the trash. So But I tell you, I mean, it's insanity here where our governor, she's flipped her wig now. She's going to make it mandatory for all of us to wear masks. If we get caught, it's going to be either 6 months in jail or a big fine.
Okay.
I'm like, well, how's she going to do that? Because tomorrow, I'm going to my doctor, my PCP doctor, to get a note saying I cannot wear a mask. Because I can't. And everything. So one guy already did that, and he gave us all the idea, go see your PCP, you can get out of it. I was like, cool, you know. But, dude, this is insanity everywhere. I just saw your governor. I don't know what to think about him anymore. You know. Hey, Russell, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing well tonight, guys. How y'all hanging in there, man?
Hanging in there, guys. I want to say congratulations on winning your lawsuit.
Oh yeah. It was. I knew I was gonna get it. You know, I mean, but but now they're in for it. They're in for it.
Yeah.
You know, I put my post out there, and it got reported. I know who reported it. A little tattletale that still works over there. That's on my friends list. But I ain't worried about it. I'm not worried about it.
Yeah,
and if y'all are not worried about it either, look, if you're ever in the Port Allen, Baton Rouge area, call this number. I'm going to give you a second to write a pen. You have a pen and paper.
All right.
Okay. 225-364-6716.
And that's LMB Transport.
That's Tiffany Rivette, Vice President of L&B Transport's personal cell phone number. Tell her you're looking for a good time and you heard about her. Say she look. Tell her you heard she looks just like Stormy Daniels.
but she knows not to Billy Hiller. I couldn't resist that one. But anyway, I'll tell you what, brother, you're going to see a lot of civil unrest. I'm surprised the Supreme Court stepped in and told Wisconsin.
Hey, Joseph. You got so much background noise, I can't even understand a word you're saying, dude.
That's not me. I can hear the background. There it might be my AC. How's that? Is that better? I can hear it too, and it's not coming from me. I hear a TV in the background.
There we go.
That was actually bumping my ears there.
What was it?
It was a TV.
That was me by accident. I'm watching Chicago PD. I'm watching Hank Foyt tear some ass.
Okay.
But anyway, I was seeing them remarks that were being made at you and everything. I was like, ooh, we're just going to let them have it.
It's all the truth. I've got witnesses. Yeah. I've got dozens of witnesses of what's going on over there, and how bad they're screwing people. And it is nothing more than creation of a hostile work environment. And she's on a power trip, and Louis Vili has got to be doing something with her to let her get away with all of this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because she could be blackmailing them too. You know.
Well, rumor has it that Louis's wife ain't let him touch them draws in 5 years. She got a young gigolo she's messing with.
Wow. So anyway, hit me up with some news, man. What's going on in your neck of the woods there, Russell? How's everything in Texas?
Oh, it's just fucking lovely, man. same old bullshit, man. And I just been following a little bit of what's going on. I got a couple of days off, so I've been enjoying that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I've come to the conclusion that what these fuckers expect us to do, and you know what? We all just need to do one thing, and our lives will be so much better. Shut up
yep.
and obey.
Mm-hmm. Not me. I'm ready to get a rope. I may actually get a rope or go find my dad's 308. I know one of my cousins had it. So, you know. But he reminds wondering on that one. I'm at that point, to be honest with you. I was like, I just don't give a shit anymore.
And then we got, I'm just about at that point, too. I mean, we got more of this Flint stuff is in the news again, you know. Nothing we haven't known about for 3 fucking years. Nothing we haven't told people about for 3 fucking years. And everybody, ooh. And I'm just like, just stop it fucking already. Nobody's going to jail. Nobody's going to get excited. Just shut the fuck up about it already. Put on your mask, go to your closet, and wait for the fucking vaccine.
Yeah. Oh, I was just telling Virgil before you got on is that here in New Mexico, our governor yesterday kind of opened up New Mexico a little bit, but she's making it mandatory starting Saturday. We got to wear masks. And if we get caught without wearing them, it's either 6 months in jail or hit the fine. So, like, how is she going to bring that into law? You know?
I don't think she can do that, but somebody will have to give. Now, y'all probably don't have a fucking... Well, hell, man, if you Mexico, ain't nothing there but welfare recipients, so you ain't got nothing but fucking Democrats in office anyway.
Right. Well, I'm thinking that, I'm going to see my PCP doctor tomorrow, get a note that's going to get me out of that situation, but it's like, you know, I should have moved when I had the chance. But I can't because of my daughter and my son. That's what's keeping me here right now, you know, and everything. But I tell you, I mean, we're going to see some bloodshed. It's coming. It's around that corner, brother. It's around the corner.
So I definitely think it is, man. People just get fed up and these judges and mayors and county judges, parish judges, mayors, and even some of these governors, man, are just getting more power hungry by the day, and they don't give a fuck what they're doing to people's lives. I tell you, you're making some banks right now, though. Boy, I tell you, you're making some paper right now. Fucking hairdressers and barbers. You got to call and get an appointment, right? Because, I mean, shit.
Not here.
You know,
there's
no walk-in. Let me finish. There's no walk-in or whatever. So I made an appointment to get a haircut. As fast as I can get in there. This is from a haircutter I know. It's fucking June the 7th.
Wow. No, I called my barber today to see if he cut my hair and everything because I'm not going to give his name away, but he was secretly open on the side, you know. But his friend owns a barbershop here in Albuquerque. The state police went over there and shut him down and took his license away and everything. So that scared him. And I'm like, well, I can hire you through the black market. You can come over to my house. You know?
I would like to say something on this, you know. There is one governor, she stuck to her guns. She told the whole establishment to kiss her ass, and that's the South Dakota governor.
Yep,
she got some backbone. She got some backbone.
She absolutely does. She ain't hard to look at either.
She didn't even shut her state down. She left that state, nothing happened in that state. Nobody got sick.
Nothing.
Explain that. Not in Republican states.
Explain Sweden.
Mm-hmm.
Explain Sweden. They didn't stop it either. They didn't stop their lives either.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Explain the United States that didn't shut down, Virgil. None of them had any cases.
These people are so goddamn gullible. It is just scary how gullible they are.
Yeah.
I wonder how many people. Russell, I wonder how many people got on the phone, called that 1-800 number, and ordered that Miracle Spring water during all this shit. I bet they done dried up the fucking stream.
Think of all the miracle rocks we could have sold, Virgil.
Yeah. I mean, you know, think about this, Russell. Let everybody think about this. You got all these faith healing preachers that can put their hand on somebody in the congregation, and all of a sudden they fall on the floor and go doing a fish out of the water impression.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't they cure all of this shit?
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't they cure all
exactly.
of this shit? But the same stupid motherfuckers that are putting that mask on are writing $100 fucking checks to these son of a bitches. I mean, come on, people. Come on, people. Stupidity is not contagious. Stupidity is a frame of mind. You just have to open your eyes and use your fucking common sense.
Well, hey, Virgil, that just tells you exactly how little people actually know about what the Bible tells them. All they know about the Bible is what some false prophet, Joel Osteen-like, dirtbag tells him every Sunday and stuff like that. But I will tell you what the Bible says. It says 365 times in the Bible, one for each day of the week, you will find the phrase, do not fear or be not afraid. All right?
Exactly. Underground.
The Bible also says there is no weapon raised against you that shall be successful. So if you truly do have a relationship with God and your faith is in God, you shouldn't be hiding under your Bible with a mask on and your nitrate.
Thank you, Russell.
Mm-hmm.
Well spoken. Exact. Right on. And that's where I'm at. I'm not, you know, I've told you all before hundreds of times, you know, I have a relationship with Christ and I'm doing what I'm doing and I'm not hiding the fact, standing my ground. I'm not caving in, you know.
Well, you know, don't misunderstand me, ladies and gentlemen. I'm no perfect human being anywhere close to it. I'm probably a worse sinner than Virgil is, all right?
Me too, brother, but we're all sinners.
I doubt that very seriously.
I knew we're going to go throw that in there.
But the truth is, ladies and gentlemen, that's what the good book says. Stop getting your information from some mealy-mouthed pastor who's more worried about his tax-exempt status than he is about teaching truth. Start standing up and standing on that word. Claim those fucking promises, man. I mean, you know, and that means you don't get to be a little quiet candy ass, man, when it comes to all this gay this and gay that and abortion and all that. The Bible tells you, man, those who hurt my children, man, you're fucked.
Better
all
watch
right?
out. Better watch out.
Yeah.
Even my pastor, guys, I mean, he stood his ground through this whole thing.
And
he
as
really
far as
did.
Gay pride, and as far as gay pride shit, the Bible says that a man laying with a man or a woman laying with a woman is an abomination to him. An abomination.
Yep.
All right? But you don't hear this anymore when it comes to the illegal aliens, that kind of stuff, man. I forgot the verse now, damn it. I shouldn't have took that last toke. But anyway, it'll come to me later. But seriously, ladies and gentlemen, man, you know, stop this shut up and obey stuff. Stop me again. This is, you know.
You know what they're obeying? You know what they're actually really obeying?
This country was built by brave people.
Mm-hmm.
Built by very brave people, by fearless people. You know, if you're living in fear, I'm sorry, I don't consider you to be an American. I don't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're sitting there following all these Nazi instructions and all that, and you're living in fear, oh my God, I'm going to die, you know. But I mean, you know, at least if the mainstream media was going to push that kind of propaganda and bullshit, the least they could do is help us motherfuckers out a little bit. You know, they could tell them, like, you know, like sucking dick will save you from the coronavirus, you know, and there'd be a lot more head in the world.
But to put it truthfully, you know who they're obeying?
They're obeying
The thing is, God has got a lot more important things to worry about than me. Okay, the only time God has got to worry about hearing from me is during an artillery strike, and oh God, please let that bitch didn't give me the clap. Okay,
yeah,
as far as that, I'm gonna let him roll with his own. You know, it's just a matter of common sense, people. Common sense tells you do not piss on the spark plug of a running lawnmower. Common sense tells you do not jump in front of a train. Common sense tells you that if your old lady doesn't want to have anal sex when you're drunk, don't tell her, oh, come on, baby, your sister lets me do it. You know,
right.
I mean, come on. I mean, apply some common fucking sense to your life. You're going to listen to people that have lied to you in bigger numbers than the national debt on TV about every goddamn thing? You're going to listen to them? You're going to follow behind them? Come on, people.
I was listening to the whistleblower that came out. I was watching the news. He came out, and he's a deep stater. He came out with putting in more fear into the public. They said this is going to be the darkest hour when the United States fully opens up. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? Why are you even a whistleblower? You know, he was with the WHO.
You know, all of these Band-Aids, Russell, with the stimulus packages, these checks, you know, and all of this shit here, you know, they're playing, you're playing right into their hands by accepting this shit. Okay? You want to get America, you want to get America restarted, let's see some legislation that suspends personal income taxes for 2 years. Let's see some legislation that suspends small business and agricultural taxes for 2 years. Let's see some legislation that puts a moratorium on repossessions and foreclosures for a year. You know, let's see that kind of legislation come through Congress and the Senate. But you never will, because they don't give a fuck about you. They don't give a fuck about you, because they're all millionaires. You know, they make hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, not counting under the table payoffs from lobbyists. Let's see some real restart legislation out there.
And you know, Virgil is 100% right. But you know what? You will not see that, right? Because the banks are greedy. Two, what Virgil said, the government doesn't give. People, I've told you this, and I've told you this, and I've repeated this and stuff. None of those fuckers care about you, I, anybody listening to this show, or anybody else, for as far as that goes. Let me reiterate this one more time. Me, Virgil, Joseph, the guy sitting to the right of you, the guy sitting to the left of you, in front of you, behind you, everybody you can see from wherever the fuck you're at, right? You are nothing but collateral against the national debt. You are a murder drug. These banks are going to steal your houses here shortly and stuff, but yet they're already crying. They have to have a bailout. Oh, my God, the banks need a bailout. Oh, my God, all these states need a bailout that haven't put any money back, that has all these ungodly pensions they have to pay. And of course, you know, the continuing importation of illegal votes and stuff. And then once again, here comes the Democrats. Now, this will never get past the Senate, I hope. It's not, surely won't get past Trump's death. But yeah, man, it's important that this stuff stays shut down and extended. Not because they give a fuck about your health, but the economy needs to stay crashed, and the Democrats need vote, mail-in voting this election like a pig needs slop, okay?
Yep. I was just telling Virgil, I got my mail in just yesterday, and I threw it in the trash can.
Here's where they're shooting themselves in the foot with that mail-in shit, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You're going to reduce businesses to 25% capacity. So you're going to have people standing in line, say at Texas Roadhouse, for at least an hour to get in to go eat. Well, if they can stand in line at Texas Roadhouse, they can stand in line at the fucking polling place.
Exactly.
If they can stand in line at Walmart, they can stand in line at the polling place. Home Depot.
Well,
Lowe's,
here you go, Virgil.
Costco.
Here you go, Virgil.
You know?
Here you go, Virgil. I got the solution.
Family
man.
Dollars.
I mean, since everything is fucking dangerous except for Walmart and fucking Home Depot and HEB, just set the polls up in those places. Boom, you got nothing to fucking
you
worry
goddamn
about.
Fucking that's
exactly
the best fucking idea I've heard in 5 years.
Here's the other thing.
You know, that's the
here's
best
the
fucking
thing,
idea
right?
I've ever heard.
Right, and here's the other thing. How come after all these months, now you're going to make it mandatory to wear masks? What's the logic behind that? It don't make no sense. Even the doctors were coming out.
Joseph,
you have to
play the game. You have to play the game, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Wear the mask, but there's nothing that says you can't write something on the outside of it. Like, Governor Newsom sucked my dick. You know?
They're gonna tell you take it off
because it's obscene. What are they gonna do?
Hey Russell, I have a brilliant idea, brother. We could make masks with Kamala Harris and Joe Biden on it.
Yeah,
yeah,
crazy
thing,
Joe and the Hope.
All right. Here's the thing, people. What y'all aren't understanding. It's this whole fucking coronavirus thing and all this, right? That mask, okay? I've worked through this thing the whole time. Now, all of a sudden, after 2 months of working through the worst part of this and every hot spot in the Houston Metroplex, now they're going to tell me I have to wear a mask.
All right?
No.
This is
two things. This is a twofold thing. One, that mask is your sign of submission to authority. And two, this is a dress rehearsal for the
real
police state that's coming. You already know to leave your house, not to leave the house without your papers. You're being trained to follow instructions and orders regardless of how inanely stupid they are. I'm telling you, this is a dress rehearsal for police state / martial law. I guarantee fucking to you.
Yep.
Oh yeah, Russell. Well, let's play the game. Let's get a religion established called the Holy Order of Oxygen. That way we can claim these masks are obstructing our religious beliefs. If atheism and Jehovah's Witness beating on your door at 7 o'clock in the morning when you're trying to sleep through over a hangover and shit like that is legal, you know, we need to just declare our own religion. You know, I mean, it works. I mean, you know, I mean,
there's
satanic shit
the day,
and all of this.
Yeah, somebody mentioned that on Facebook. Why not create a religion?
Hey, Virgil, Berger, if we do that, can I be the right Reverend Hody?
Yeah, you can be, yeah, Grand Poobah. The Grand Poobah. Himself, yes.
Hell yeah, let's roll this motherfucker.
Let's roll it on.
That's right.
And I get to be, and I can be the speaker. So, I'll be the announcer.
Hell, praise to the midget strippers. Pass the collection plate.
Yeah. So that means when the Reverend Al Sharpton and the Reverend Jackie Jackson get up there to yak, I mean, I should have a right so that it's not bigoted or discrimination to get right up there and speak with them, right?
Right.
That is right. Hey. We're going to have a whole choir in robes of midget strippers singing Hallelujah.
I was just going to bring midget strippers in there. There we go. But, you know, I mean, that's it. I'm really
I could,
really,
I could just
I'm
imagine just... I could just imagine going to church and Russell standing behind the podium and everything, and midget strippers bust out with a congregational version of Shorty Got Low.
right.
Hell yeah!
I can hear my friends from this group. Gaming group, I mean, they all listen in. They're probably going, hell yeah,
and
let's go for it.
And our version of communion won't be leavened bread and wine. Our version of communion will be hot wings and a shot of Jack Daniels.
Yep. And a crow that you chase it down with. I just had a brainstorm idea, guys. You know, they got edible weed. You know how they got edible weed in there?
Yep.
Hey.
And all the altar boys will be Twin Peaks girls.
Okay. hey, Virgil, and the third Sunday of every month, we will do the Holy Sacrament of psilocybin mushrooms, and the whole congregation will do a spirit walk.
That's it. Alka-Seltzer, Pepto-Bismol, spectacles, testicles, wallet, and watch. Hallelujah. You may stand.
Right. I can actually see that. But you know how you got these edible, you know, weed and all that and everything? Why not have a Coca-Cola pot? Make Dr. Pepper weed, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, we'll take the money out of the collection plate, and we'll buy time at that ranch, you know, and have our religious revival shooting Sherman tanks and German 88mm and machine guns.
Yep. Practicing the Second Amendment.
We got to go to that fucker, Russell. I'm serious. $3,000 to shoot that fucker. $3,000 to shoot that Sherman tank. I tell you what, that's a lot of money. But I tell you what, I bet you we would be so tickled to death we'd piss our pants. I'm telling you, I'm tempted to start putting up a cookie jar for it, man. I'm serious.
I hear you, brother.
Either that or open up a GoFundMe.
Yeah. Hey, Virgil. And once we get into that thing and get it loaded, what's to stop us from just keeping going in that motherfucker?
I was just going to bring that in.
Yeah, this is true. This is true. Yep. I ain't been on news in a long time.
Well, they might have remote control on there, too, so who knows?
Hey, but, you know, Virgil, you know what they would say? The news that me and you had grabbed a tank and was rolling down the highway, people would be like, well, fuck, who didn't see that coming?
Question is,
I'm telling you what, Texas Department of Public Safety will not get close to us with a 73mm round in that motherfucker. I'm going to tell you that right now. and a 50 caliber and a 30 caliber on that son of a bitch. I guarantee you they'll sign their fucking retirement papers.
So, did we see that in the movie once?
Well, you see, that ain't the only one they got. That ain't the only one they got. You see, they got a better motherfucker in there, and it's called a German Leopard. It's a tank from Germany. Now, it's it's obsolete compared to the Leopard 4s that they have now. But that still is a bad bitch. That motherfucker does 70 miles an hour. That son of a bitch got a twin turbine gas engine in that son of a bitch, and it will do 70 miles an hour. I mean, a diesel engine. I mean, it's got a Deutz diesel engine in it that just won't fucking quit. And they got a T-55 Russian. They've got all them tanks up there. Not to mention the fucking 88 millimeter stand guns from World War II from Germany during World War II.
I
tell you what, those ain't nothing but can openers.
Too bad that won't let you fly an Apache helicopter in there. If you throw one of them in there.
Well, Texas already got that. I mean, you can get similar to that. You can pay $1,500 and go in a helicopter and shoot hogs. You know, they got them all over Texas now, which is funny shit. Which, you know, which I wouldn't mind doing that too. That's on my. What's that?
The price has come down on that shit now, man. You can get your our chopper ride / hog hunt, man, for about $700 now.
Well, I tell you what. When I get back on my feet and I get all this shit caught up and I go get back and I got some off time to do it, I tell you what, Russell, I'm going to build us a couple of 4.58 SOCOMs or 500 Beowulfs, and we're going to book that motherfucker, and me and you going to go blast some shit.
Okay.
We're going to go blast us one of them big 1,200-pound fucking hogs.
Can we have midget strippers for our gunners?
Yeah, buddy. You know, one of them. I want to get one of them hogs that you can put a saddle on that motherfucker. That's what I want to get. I want to watch them Mexican helpers out there shit when they try to load that son of a bitch in the truck.
Right.
We got one of those hogs right here in Houston, man. They call it Sheila Jackson Lee.
Yeah, but I bet you ball that down to make cracklings. You talk about making a stink.
Ooh. Boy, that would be foul. Oh, man.
But if it comes down to the wearing of the mask to get back on the subject, what I'm going to write on mine is, how the fuck can I do cocaine wearing this fucking thing? That's what I'm going to write on the front of it.
Right. Well, here's the thing. The governor said, too, that, you know, if you're in a restaurant, you can take the mask off while you're eating. You know, what purpose does that serve?
For all the women out there falling for that shit, why don't you just go ahead and get you a fucking burka? Why don't you just go ahead and go full-fledged? Go get you a fucking burka.
I think
I
pissed Dan off of that one the other day.
Well, let me tell you, Russell.
I did send Russell a picture. I did send Russell a picture on Facebook that kind of got me thinking, you know, redoing my thinking on that mask shit.
Yeah, I saw that, man. So anyway, to support these restaurants opening back up, stuff like that, we had a little time to kill. So a partner of mine and I, we decided we're gonna go have us some lunch, man. So we walked into this place, sat down, and stuff like that. Couldn't understand a word the fucking waitress was saying because she had a mask on. So they bring you the fucking food with plastic utensils, wrapped up plastic utensils, because it's more sanitary than silverware.
My God! Don't let California find out about that shit. A great number.
Yep.
Oh my God!
Especially since it's plastic. Oh my gosh.
Well, okay, but I know Virgil appreciates this, and I know you will too, Joseph. Remember when we were young and all that kind of stuff, and everywhere you went, you got a paper bag, right? Biodegradable, you know, no big deal and stuff like that. Well, we were going to save the motherfucking trees, so they came up with plastic bags. And oh, my God, Yahoo, that was the friggin' answer to everything. Let me tell you right now, the sun came up and had a plastic bag hanging on its ass, all right? That was it, man. And look at us now. We have all this fucking plastic, everything, and nobody knows what the fuck to do with it. It's not biodegradable.
Right.
It stays in the dumps for years. I mean, here's the $64 question. Who made billions upon billions upon billions of dollars?
The big corporate?
Oil companies.
Yep.
Because plastic is a byproduct of refining gasoline.
Yes, it is.
Yep.
But here's another thing, Russell. Also, these rubber gloves, these polyurethane gloves, whatever, you know. You ought to see these motherfuckers laying in the parking lot of Sam's and Walmart. You ought to see it. Birds are carrying them off, building nests with them.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this has gotten so absurdly stupid that I just, I don't even know what to think anymore, man. All I can do when I go out now is fucking shake my fucking head. Well, I do bah a lot. Every time I walk by somebody wearing a mask, I go bah.
what happens when you do that?
my friend today. We went and got her lawnmower today, stuff to go with and help set it up and stuff. Anyway, we're in 2-3 different places. Walking through there, every time somebody walked past and in a mask, I'd fucking bat like that. Oh, man.
You watch, Russell. Russell, Joseph, you watch. I'm going to tell you this right now. Come September and October, when the college football season starts, you are going to see an outbreak of the most miraculous cure. I mean, people, it's gonna be like popping of the ring and taking the underdog pill. Oh yes, because colleges and the SEC and the NCAA are not going to lose a penny. Of revenue because of this. You are not going to take away 90,000 drunk coonasses in mass quantities in Tiger Stadium giving up their right to sing the Neck. You know, y'all ever heard of the Neck? LSU playing it. I know Russell done heard it. You know?
Yeah.
Suck that tiger dick, bitch. Okay, they're not gonna give that up. I guarantee you, there is nothing on the news saying that LSU season tickets are going to be suspended for this season. There's nothing on the news about that. Nothing on the news about anywhere, any college, Notre Dame, anywhere that season tickets are not going to be sold. They're being printed up right now. And miraculously, they are going to come up with a cure. They are going to see that kickoff. They are going to crowd them stadium. They're going to tailgate. I mean, it's not, you know, and once, and if people don't see it by then, Russell, I just give up, man. I just give up.
Right.
I mean, well, I'm just, well, right. I'm just going to do, I'm just going to do me. I'm just going to do me.
You left out one important aspect of that. All right. You will have to have your certificate, your proof of vaccination that you have had the miracle cure. You will have your little chip and I can run it, and scan it.
And here's the thing, I don't have a vaccine yet, so how are they going to do away with that? CDC
Joseph, they have miraculously come up with a vaccine, a cure. And, of course, now, with the hydrochloroquine and all that stuff that's been out for 70 motherfucking years on the market, they know everything there is to know about that stuff. Oh, well, you can't give that out without running FDA tests and all this. They're going to put this vaccine out there on the market with no FDA trials or anything. It's the miracle vaccine.
That is correct.
And here's a rumor. There's a rumor going around. The false news is turning around saying now that Trump's going to enforce vaccination, which is very false. Because he said yesterday that if they don't, as soon as this bill, this H.R. 66 bill and these other bills are coming in, it's dead on arrival. He's not going to sign any of it. But fake news is that they're already propaganda.
Remember when the AIDS epidemic? Remember when the AIDS epidemic? Oh, the FDA let all kind of drugs go on the market without testing to try and prevent the AIDS virus. You know, and they're going to do the same. And they're going to do the same thing with this.
Oh, Virgil, you're talking about the Great Pussy Drought in 1992.
Yeah.
Yep.
Everybody figured that if you fucked, you were going to die. So, man, you couldn't get laid in a whorehouse with a pocket full of $100 bills, man. Nobody was good enough to.
But there was a viral infection that came around in the 1960s. But what did they do about it? Oh, Woodstock.
Yeah.
And how many people died in Woodstock? Two.
No.
Two. They OD'd.
Yeah.
Two people OD'd. Four women gave birth.
We need another Woodstock. That's what we need.
So, yeah, you want these motherfuckers doing acid at a concert in this generation. These motherfuckers, I don't trust them chewing bubblegum.
right. Guys, it's that time. You want to go on, or you want to call it a night, or?
I just should call it a night. I'm about toast, man. It's been a long day.
All right.
Yeah.
Believe it or not,
I got to get up in the morning. Yeah, I got to get up and help Noah catch some of them animals that jumped ship when the ark came through my yard after all that rain.
Did you get any of those hornets? Those killer hornets come in your yard or anything?
Damn, son of a bitches ain't coming to Louisiana. Them motherfuckers ain't coming to Louisiana because I'm going to tell you what, if a coon ass catches one and figures how to make a sauce pecan out that motherfucker, they're going to be traps all over the place.
Right.
Those fucking Louisiana
mosquitoes
have killed
them. It's funny how all of a sudden that dropped out of the news and there. Well, here in New Mexico,
Russell.
Yeah.
Russell, down here,
we got roaches.
We got roaches so bad. We got in my house last year, I had roaches so bad. Me and Susan came back from Walmart. Two of them had a rat pinned against the refrigerator, was beating the fuck out of it. Okay?
That's bad. I told you guys the secret on how to cure that. Lavender. Use lavender. I use it all the time. I have I have not seen any Rookie yet.
Two dozen cans of Red Fogger, and I ain't seen one of them son of bitches since.
Well, let me tell you something, America, before we sign off here tonight. I want you to sincerely think about this. You need to start paying attention. You need to find your courage. You need to find your fucking heart. You need to cowboy up. Now, this is it. We will either go down in history as the generation that saved liberty or the generation that lost it. And let me tell you something. If you're going to continue to hide, you better stay hidden and you better stay in that motherfucking house, because when the time comes, I'm going to be like the third monkey standing in line to get on the fucking ark. All right? I'm going to be fighting my ass.
That's true. That's true. And with that being said, I tell you, you know, the destruction is here, man. It's just, you know, I just beyond frustrated right now.
It's just like I said, ladies and gentlemen. Your chances of survival playing Russian roulette with a double-barrel shotgun is 50%. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Your chances of survival, if you got something on Hillary Clinton, is less than 1%. Okay? COVID-19, 97% survival rate. Do the fucking math. Listen to your common sense. Stop listening to Fredo and the governor of New York and governor of Louisiana and governor of New Mexico. Start listening to the governor of South Dakota with some common fucking sense.
Exactly.
Okay, if you ain't dead now, chances are you're going to live a little bit longer. Okay?
Yeah. And congratulations, Wisconsin, on being liberated by the Supreme Court. I saw that today. They were all at the bar celebrating. I was like, there you go. But, you know, and here's the other thing that hurts me right now is that the governor was also saying, you know, even these little kids, even 2-year-olds down will have to wear masks. Well, how are you going to get them to wear a mask? You know, this is insane. This is very insane.
You can't even get a 2-year-old to keep their fucking clothes on. Every time my grandson comes to the house, he's 2 and a half. He strips down.
Right,
he can't stand
right.
to wear clothes. I gotta get on his little ass all the time. Fucking clothes on, boy. You know?
Right. But, hey, you know.
I mean, he's got that. I don't know. I guess it's the Charlie Sheen syndrome or something.
That's the stage. I think all kids go through that stage, you know. So, but here's the thing is that, you know, like you said, everybody needs to pay attention. Like I said, I saw the whistleblower doing his little fake report for the Democrats and everything, and it's like, you know, don't pay attention to CDC. Seriously. They lost all credibility with me and everything, and that with everybody else, too. So, but I'm hearing a lot of talk, but I'm not seeing anybody doing the walk. I'm hearing all kinds of talk, but nobody doing a damn thing.
I mean, look at it this way. If Maxine Waters' husband is still alive after waking up in the morning and looking over at that ugly-ass fucking bitch, we can survive anything, people.
Right.
Okay, if he can do it, we can do it. We can survive the ugliest fucking shit in the world. Just use your common sense. We survived the bombing of Pearl Harbor. We survived the great San Francisco earthquake. We survived the Depression. We survived World War II. We survived, God knows, SNL crashes and all of this kind of shit, Enron, all of that kind of shit. You know, this should not be terrifying you. You're going to survive. You're going to live. It's a bunch of bullshit. It's
all
hype.
You're all going to feel mighty stupid later on when you figure it all out. So,
and I'm going to tell you something right now, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to tell you something right now. you're not going to be able to take that toilet paper and treat it as a down payment on a new car, okay? So get that out of your fucking head. You're stuck with it.
Right.
You're stuck with it.
Right.
You know, make yourself shit your brains out to get rid of it, okay? Before the rats start eating through the boxes and making a nest out of the shit.
All right, guys, we'll go ahead and sign off. We'll be back Monday. We'll see what happens after all this, you know, but y'all be safe out there, brothers, and I'll see you Monday and everything, and good night, America.
Good night, America.
Night, America.
There's something happening here.